Hey, Marchie here. What if I were to tell you that there's a very thin, comfortable shield that just goes in your underwear that could significantly reduce your risk of having a hip fracture if you were to fall? Well, the good news is that that product exists, and that's what we're going to focus on today with our very special guest, Natasha Williams. And Natasha is the CEO of Phoenix Hipwear. And since 2007, she's developed products to help people across the globe prevent hip fractures. Her passion for innovation and continuous product improvement led her to partner in 2023 with Impact Labs, a New York-based team on a mission to create the best impact protection products. She is excited to launch what she believes to be the best hip protector yet, using the latest 3D printing technology. And Natasha's been on the podcast before with the hip protector she had before this one, which I thought was incredible. But now it's so thin, easy to use. And I'm really excited to share this with all of you because I just think it's one more thing we can do to prevent hip fractures. And none of us want to be one of those statistics. So lots of great information. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Happy Bones, Happy Life podcast. I'm Margie Bissinger, a physical therapist and integrative health coach, and I'm your host and guide on our journey to discover the keys to stronger bones, natural approaches to osteoporosis and bone health, and the secrets to live your best life ever. From nutrition to stress reduction, from exercise to happiness, you will gain revolutionary insights from our leading experts. It is time for you to discover the health and happiness you deserve. Welcome, Natasha. I am so happy to have you back on the podcast and see you. You know, we've known each other for such a long time, but I'm just...
I know.
Yeah, we go back a long time when what we're going to talk about today was in its infancy. So this is really exciting to me where things have gotten and what we're going to share. So welcome.
Oh, thank you, Margie. It is so exciting to be back again. And as I say, great to be able to kind of pop in every now and then and share our updates and where we got to and where we're at and where we're heading. So yeah, wonderful to be here again.
You know, it's interesting because I try to provide as much information and tools that people can use to really make a big difference in their life. And what you're going to share today is something that is so easy to use. And it can make such a difference if people fall, if they have a fracture. And that at the end of the day, it's not that we want a higher number on our DEXA score. I mean, we do, but the point is we want to prevent falls, but we most importantly want to prevent fractures so that we can live a healthy, vibrant life. So before we even get into your product and what's been going on, can you just tell us what's going on with fractures? I mean, it's a major, major problem in so many people's lives. Really are either lost or the quality of life is just destroyed from a fracture. Why don't you just share that with us first, why this solves such a big problem that we have?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Hip fractures are a significant problem. And unfortunately, they're a growing problem. Globally, 2.5 million hip fractures every year, expected to double in the coming decades. But let's just focus on the US. Let's just look at some numbers and what happens, because the statistics are pretty alarming. So in about 2005, the numbers talk about around about 300,000 hip fractures every year in the US. But latest forecasts show that this is going to rise to around 450,000. By 2025, so just around the corner. So around about 90 to 95, so I think 9 out of 10 of these hip fractures are the result of a simple fall from standing height. And the other thing that I really want people to think about is this is not just old and frail. You know, this is, you could be out in winter, slip on ice, fall over. You haven't done anything wrong. You just underlying medical condition, osteoporosis, and you're at risk. So big numbers, but what I want to just kind of outline is what are some of the things that happen once you have the hip fracture? And these are really, quite upsetting. So about 25% of those who have a hip fracture will die in the 12-month following. The next part is about another quarter. They are going to be discharged from the hospital straight to a care setting like an assisted living, a nursing home, never returning to their own home. And if you think about everybody wants to age in place, I know AARP did a survey recently, something like 77% of people said, yes, we want to age in place. We don't want to move into care. So when you think about that quarter going straight into care, and even those who, the 50% who don't die, who don't end up in care, really significantly impacted. If anyone knows, anyone who's had a hip fracture, often mobility issues continue. So I know the Bone Health and Osteoporosis Foundation talk about 6 months after hip fracture, only 15%, that's 1/5, can walk across a room unaided. And so when you look at those numbers, terrible. And just to point out again, women are overrepresented in these statistics. Around 75% of hip fractures are in women. And again, Bone Health and Osteoporosis Foundation, if you look on their website, they talk about 1 in 2 women over 50 will have a fracture. Doesn't mean a hip fracture, could be a wrist, be an ankle, but that's half of all women over 50. You know, that's not old woman anymore. And that first fracture can often lead to another fracture, which then can be a hip fracture. So yeah, terrible statistics, which is really, like, as you say, why I am so passionate about saying, okay, these are the numbers, but how can we change that? How can we have a conversation and create products or services to change that outcome?
You know, it's funny because that's sort of the reason that I'm so passionate as well, because I don't want anyone to be one of those statistics. It's just hard.
Yeah.
And when you see
it's terrible
and their quality of life and what happens, and no, there are things that we can do to prevent it.
Like, absolutely.
I mean, what we do is, you know, all the exercises and all the wonderful things that we're doing for our bones, but you add another piece to it, another piece. So I'd love you to share, you know, you've been on before, but we have improvements even. So why don't you share, you know, what you created? I
yeah.
kind of, you know, the why, because there was a real need, but why don't you just go from what you created to what you have now and the incredible statistics. I mean, what you've shown, positive statistics when people have fallen and they've not fractured.
It's quite a journey. I really got into this whole hip fracture prevention space a good 13, 14, 15 years ago. So it's been a while. And look, I've really looked at material technologies and how we can have a product that is using latest technologies that currently are available, but often in the sports space. So if you look at sports, there's a lot of money in development, a lot of money in protection. Nobody's going to send their children out playing a sport without some kind of protection. And it's just accepted. And so I have constantly looked into sports and said, well, what's great that they have and how can we take it and use those technologies to take care of the slightly older. I mean, in some cases, we're talking 50 plus, so it's not really old. I don't think of it as old. And people who are just going about their everyday life and being active. So we really did start more in a senior living focus because that was where hip protection sat. But as time went on, I started to look and say, it's got to be something better. The products are, you know, bulky. They're thick foams. They work. Don't get me wrong. They work. But if nobody wants to wear them, then it doesn't matter how well they work. So I've worked through a few iterations of hip protection. Some of you who watched the last podcast that we did together would have seen this one, which is fantastic, light, flexible, soft, but probably a little bit more suited still in the senior living space. So it's for someone who's wearing them 24/7, super comfortable, but still a little bit thicker. So I went back to the drawing board and said, that's great. We have the best solution out there for anybody who is needing protection all the time. But what about that 65-year-old woman who goes hiking in the weekend or is being given a diagnosis of osteoporosis and is now doing the exercise class she needs to do, going to the balance class? What about her? And so, very exciting. We have a brand new, so I don't know if you can see just how thin this is.
Why don't you hold it up to the old one so we can see the difference?
Yeah, so if I can kind of get it same angles. So still thin, but this is, so just to give you some numbers, it's 10 mils, which is just under or just over, sorry, 1/4 inch. So pretty small. Weight is about 2 ounces or about 59 grams. So I looked up, what does that mean? You know, it's hard to imagine in a weight. So think of about 2 slices of bread. That's about the weight of our shield. So really, really light. Now, the great thing is it's 3D printed. So the latest technology that's been used by some of the top sports brands, both in protection, in running shoes and all sorts of gear, 3D printed in the US, which is fantastic. It's a lattice structure. Now, again, I don't know if you can see on here, but it's completely... Yeah, so it's see-through. So what that means is it's really light and breathable, completely washable. So the idea for this is that you're not wearing it 24/7. You're not old and frail. You're going to slide it into the... So we've got our existing garments, which they just slide into. So if you already have our current product, these shields just work with it too. We are developing a really great new sports short for women. So think of a seamless, really light sports pair of shorts. Side panel, just like you slide your phone into the side panel of your when you go to gym, same thing. You'll just slide this into the side panel. So you don't have to wear it all the time. It's that protection when you need it. So when you've got your diagnosis of osteoporosis, I'm sure you hear this. So many people say, I can't do anything now. I have to stay home. I have to sit down. I can't go out and live this wonderful active life that I've been living. You know, I want to go traveling. I want to go on the cruise. What I'm saying is you can do all of that. Obviously do your falls prevention. Obviously do your exercise. Obviously do your nutrition. But just... grab your shields, slide them in when you undertake that activity that increases your falls risk, and you've now got an added layer of protection that the fall isn't ending in one of those terrible statistics, that you just get back up. So, yeah, we're really, really excited.
What's so amazing to me is what I want you to do is share your statistics, because this has been researched. It's not that they're making this up. How many falls have been prevented and what the research is. It's quite astonishing.
Yeah, so there's a whole body of research out there. We look to a number of different research spaces to say, look, if somebody's wearing a hip protector at the time of a fall, because if you get a medic alert pendant, and you don't use it and it's sitting on your dresser, then it's of no value. So I want people to think about, you've got your hip protection, you actually use it, you put it in. So around about 69 to 80% reduction in the risk of a hip fracture if you're wearing a hip protector when you fall. So it's not a 100% guarantee, nothing is. But it significantly reduces that risk that you're going to end up with a fracture if you're wearing it when you fall. And the other thing we look at is who's out there doing research on hip protection. So the VA are a great recommender of hip protectors. And they have a very strong program around the implementation. And so we did some testing that matches their testing. To show that, you know, without getting into the technical, 7,000 newtons in a fall, and at 3,500 newtons, a hip can break, and you have to get to below that. And so this takes it down to well under that, to about 2,500 newtons. So in line with the thicker current shield, in line with the very big, thick memory foam shields that are out there. So performance, where we've been able to really tweak performance is by using the latest technology. So it's just that simple intervention, that simple, why not lower your risk with something that actually now can be incorporated into everyday life without inconvenience.
I have the other one. And I really never thought that was a big deal. I thought, you know, someone's going to go outside and it's a little slippery or anything, like, why would they not wear this? So to me, it's always been a no-brainer, the hip protectors, if you are at risk for fracture, like, yeah, why possibly? So why do you think that not as many people have been wearing the hip protectors as we would have thought, knowing how horrible the risk? Do you think just because it was too thick? What do you think?
I think there's a number of factors. So I think if we look at a broader, the broader issue, I think there's a couple of things. I think there's still this mindset that hip fractures are something that sits with old people. And I think that there is still a lack of awareness at how much that risk sits at a much younger age. And so I think there's also a little bit of a sentiment of, well, that's what happens when you get old. You know, the old women shrink, their balance becomes poor, and they fall and they fracture. Oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. So I think that's an aspect of it that I really think people like you are doing a great job of raising awareness, educating, and saying, this is not just an old person problem. And I think the preventative piece. So I think the healthcare system is still really transitioning. You know, we've been very much in a space of, we'll treat something once it happens. And I think there's still that mentality of waiting for something to happen and maybe a little bit of, you know, crossing fingers and hoping it doesn't happen. I think preventative care is becoming more of a focus. And as we see that awareness raise, I think that in the past, there has been that focus on preventative products in that older space. And if somebody's looked at hip protection, you know, 10 years ago, maybe with their mother or grandmother, when they were experiencing falls and potential fractures, they've still got that mindset of, oh my goodness, it's bulky, it's ugly, I'm never going to think about that for me. So I really just think that there is a lot of not awareness out there. People need to share the message. Really appreciate people like you. I just did a podcast with the Bone Health and Osteoporosis Foundation, who are also doing a much greater job now of really starting to talk to the people and say, hey, these are the risks. These are what all the things that you can do to reduce that risk. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. We're really excited about this new one. As I say, at this thin, with the protection it provides, you know, it's a no-brainer to put it on. You know, you wouldn't send your child out biking without a helmet. Why would you go out when you know you're at risk without just slipping these into your pocket?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And it's funny because I don't know how many years ago, Natasha, did we first meet with your first one when you flew in from New Zealand? I'm on this Interagency Council of Osteoporosis for the state of New Jersey, and you presented it. And we were all so amazed, but that was so much thicker. I mean, I can't even.
Yeah, gosh, that's gone.
It
must have been about 2014. And I was also with Sally Fullman, who is a wonderful, wonderful woman doing amazing work in this space. And yeah, look, it's been a journey. I think you would say the same thing. You know, why are you still on this journey? Because there's still people that need to know. There's still more and more people who are embarking on a diagnosis of osteoporosis and looking for solutions. And the more we can get out there, the more we can educate, the more we can stop this problem before it becomes a problem. You know, let's just change these statistics. It's doable.
You know, and the other thing I see is what I love so much is that, you know, I'm so big into exercise and all the things, but I see people, you know, exercising into their 90s, like serious, amazing exercise. And people are so empowered and people are doing incredible. So to just have this little extra protection, if you're going to go out and do a hike, or if you're going to go out and do something, maybe, you know, whatever it is, just to have this little extra that's going to give you a huge, in the worst scenario, if you slipped, you'd have massive extra protection. To me, it's just such a no-brainer and just such a wonderful addition. Just like you said, I would never. Now, years ago, I bike. You know, before we had helmets, it was, you didn't even think about it. Now, who would ever, or ski, who would think of going? I would never go out without my helmet. And, you know, so it's a similar thing. But this now that you made it, as I said, I didn't think the other one was very big. You know, I thought the other one, I was surprised more people didn't take advantage of it, because it seems, you know, as we said, fractures are so horrible that if you can do a little thing like wearing, you know, some underwear with a little thing. But now this looks so much, even, you know, like you barely would even notice it. So
yeah, it really is. It's virtually invisible under clothing. I mean, I obviously been, you know, trialing them and testing along the journey, and I always trial them under my leggings, because I want the, you know, the profile that's going to be show them the most. And even under leggings, it's just a minimal, you really can't tell. I mean, nobody's, well, generally getting that close to you that they can tell. And yeah, look, I do really think this is a turning point. I really think that, like you say, with bicycle helmets, when I was growing up, they didn't even exist. And then they came in, and it was a bit kind of like, why would we put one of those on our head? Until now, it's not even that. I mean, in many cases, it's actually law. You have to put the helmet on. You can't go out without one. And it is just what you do. I really believe, and obviously I'm passionate about the space, but I believe this is a turning point. And I believe that what we're going to see is the shift to where that conversation starts happening, that it just is, oh, yeah, we put in our shields when we're going to play pickleball, which is growing massively. Yeah, we're going on a hike, you know, with the girlfriends on the weekend, and we've all got our hip protection on. That it just opens up that conversation that this isn't something that we're old and frail. It's, hey, we're active. We're living an amazing life, and we're going to keep doing this for the, you know, the next 30 years. So let's just pop in our hip protection. I believe, obviously I'm passionate, but I believe we are going to get there. I believe the conversation is going to change, that people are going to be much more open about this kind of thing.
Hey, Margie here. High quality supplements are a big part of a comprehensive osteoporosis program. To help you, I offer a significant discount every day in my supplement store through Fullscript. Fullscript has the most extensive catalog of professional grade supplements and wellness products I've ever found. So all you need to do is go to tinyurl.com, that's tinyurl.com/supplements4less, and you'll get to my Fullscript store, and in there, you'll see my favorite bone building supplements. So make sure to check it out. And the link will also be in the show notes. So let's get back to the show. What I see, yeah, I always say a diagnosis of osteoporosis can be a blessing in disguise. I've been doing this for over 25 years. So I've had so many couch potatoes, truly.
Yeah.
Incredibly active and doing and strong and empowered, and you know, how amazing, and the quality of their life is different than it was. And so now, just like you said, yeah, I'm going to go play pickleball, or, you know, obviously be careful, you know, but the same type of thing. We want to be active. We want to do. And this gives us that extra layer of protection, which I think is, you know, not that you're going to jump, go skydiving, and then put the hip protector in. We're not talking
about that.
We're talking about your daily activities, just taking a little bit of risk out and just giving yourself a little bit of protection that if you did fall, you're significantly reducing your chances of a fracture. And I think what's incredible and different, I guess, than what else is out there, I don't know that anyone else has used these sports concepts. Am I right about that in terms of making them look?
They generally mostly come from a foam background. And most of them are generally utilized like a memory foam. So look, it's a great technology. And when memory foam was developed, gosh, I don't know, 60 something years ago, I don't know, a great material with incredible properties. But you're right. I just think that maybe coming from a different angle, I think as a woman, don't play the woman card as being, you know, but it's true. I think we look at things a little bit differently. And I think that there's been a strong like engineering focus. Hey, this works, this attenuates force. I'm saying, yeah, but let's make it attractive. Let's make it wearable. How do we make garments that if they weren't hip protection, they were just really great, comfortable underwear? And so, yeah, look, I don't think anybody's really strongly looked at what's happening in sports and saying, how can we adopt that? And, you know, look, it's a lot of work. it's a lot of work to you know, constantly be reviewing and saying, hey, what we've got is great, but how can we be better? And I suppose that's a little bit of who I am. I'm constantly looking, saying, hey, I thought this was fantastic, and I still do. But when the feedback from younger active women is, yeah, it's good, and I'll wear it because I feel protected, but gosh, I just wish it was a little bit thinner, my response to that is, okay, let's see if we can do that. Let's see how we can do that. And, you know, I have great partners who really sit down with me and help me pull apart what's happening in sports and say, oh, let's go practice. Let's go play. Let's see what we can do. So, yeah, it's exciting.
It really is, Natasha. I still can't get on. Because as I said, I thought I've seen all the iterations of this. So, I thought the last one, which was around the, I guess, 2023 when I had the summit, that was the one that that was happening. I thought that was incredible. But this is, you're right. I mean, younger people are going to be more apt to wear something if that's what they said, you know, that wasn't so comfortable. This is sort of, you know, not any big deal that they can put on. Yeah, I love it. You have great opportunities, though, because I know you want feedback, which is so important. So tell people there is an opportunity to be one of the people giving feedback on this. Why don't you share, Natasha?
Absolutely. So, yeah, look, what we really just want to really start to build a community, a community of people who are concerned about their risk and are looking for innovative solutions. So, look, head over to our website. There'll be links under the podcast, at the end of the podcast, wherever it goes. Links to our website. It talks to about the our active range. Click on there and fill out some information. We're hoping to launch this new product very, very, very soon. So, you know, sign up. It means that we can keep you updated as to the progress and when we've got the product ready to go. Because it's printed here in the US, it's really, really quick. We don't have to wait for it to ship all over the place. So really good turnaround times. We are also looking to give people the opportunity to try these for free. When I say try, have them for free. And yeah, we're going to be asking you for your feedback. We want you to share your story. We want to understand, why would implementing this into your daily life give you that confidence to go about living a full active life, knowing that you've got that protection? Tell us when you're going to put it in. Hey, I go hiking in the weekend with my friends. That's when I'm going to slip my hip protection shields in. Hey, I've got an osteoporosis diagnosis and I'm kind of concerned and I'm doing all these things, but yes, I'm going to start balance class and I really want to put these in. So we're going to be giving a number of people them for free. And all we're going to ask you for is tell us your feedback, tell us what you think, and help share the message. You know, as I say, this is all about education and all about getting the message out there. And if you are somebody who's concerned, chances are you're in a group or a organization or a exercise class with other women or men. Men aren't excluded here, who are also concerned. And so we really want to get as many people sharing the message as possible. So head to our website, exciting.
Yeah, so I'll have the links. So that's the best thing, because they can just write to you that they're interested in being one of those people. And
yeah, there's a little form. Yeah, just at the bottom of the page is a form that says, give us your name and your email and tell us how this is going to be beneficial to you. We'll collate that. We'll keep in touch with you. We'll keep you updated. And as soon as we've got the product, we're going to be taking a selection of those people and saying, here it is. Go hiking. Come back and tell.
In terms of if somebody right now, they have like a big hike set and they never knew about your other products, those are still available. Yeah. Is that correct? We can give them a link.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you can go on our website. So we talk about our kind of active product focus and our assisted product focus. So right now you can go on the website, order these, we ship them out. They ship from Dallas, so it's, get there in a few days. So absolutely, you can go ahead and order these. If you've already bought our existing product and you just want to now try the new shields, then absolutely, add your name, we'll send you out new shields as soon as we have them. So absolutely available now, new ones coming any day now, very, very soon.
Oh, great. So there's a chance when this podcast is out, we might even have things out. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I will put that in the show notes. That's incredible. And in the past, for our community, you gave it a little discount in terms of on the original one. Will that still be something possible?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll use the same code. We recognize that your community of people are exactly the kind of people that we want to protect. So we'll put that code up. I'll make sure it's active on the website still, and people can go straight away and order and get your special.
And I have one other question. For the person who is in a nursing home, or who has a mother who's in a nursing home, who's really at high risk, and I know that's a population you serve and you
yes,
with the ones that you currently have, which one would be better for that person? The old one, if they're going to wear it all the, if they're in the nursing home and they really have high risk of falls, maybe they have dementia or maybe something to that effect. Would you recommend the older one, the original one?
Yeah. So you're right, we do work with senior living currently, and memory care assisted living is obviously really high risk. There's a 3 times likely or increased risk of a fracture from fall if you are have a memory care cognitive concern. And so, for example, we work with Silverado, fantastic gold standard memory care, based out of California, and they've got communities across the US. And so I would say at this point, yes. So both protect. This is a little bit more comfort focused. So think of if you're putting this on when you go on a hike and you're slipping it in, you're not sleeping in it. You're not lying on it. Now, this does soften when it's worn. So your body heat softens it and it actually flexes and wraps right around your hip. So it's not that this is hard, but it doesn't have the same level of cushioning as this one. There's this little air pockets and foam. So I would say yes, think of it being 24/7 wear, go with this. If it's occasional wear, doing something active, go with this one. We are constantly looking at what we're doing, and there is opportunity to make even softer 3D printed ones, but they do end up having to be a little bit thicker. So it might be down the track, your mum or your grandma in senior living is also wearing a 3D printed one. That's a more comfort focused 3D printed one. But definitely right now, look, we've had some people who have said, I'm buying with these set, a set for me, I'm out and about, and a set for my mum who lives in senior living. So, absolutely. One for you and one for them.
Yeah, I just think the word needs to get out there, because any
Definitely.
Fracture we can save is just, it's a life saving, really, because it really does make a big difference in people's lives. And if we can prevent it and reduce the risk with everything we're doing, this doesn't take the place of doing your exercises,
correct. Yeah.
That helmet, that little extra protection. Because I've had several friends who've had bad biking accidents. And thank gosh, thank goodness they had the helmet that they, and I thought to myself, God, what would have happened years ago if they didn't have that helmet? How we don't even think about that. But
yeah. Yeah. Look, we always say we're one more tool in the toolbox. We are not the total solution. So your exercise, nutrition, your balance classes, your lifestyle, everything, just wrap it all around, add one more thing in, just everything we do to reduce that risk. So our company's called Phoenix Hipwear. So, people often ask me, why Phoenix? And the thing is, it's all about rising again, getting back up. So it's not the falling down, which is the problem. It's the not being able to get back up is what causes the problem. And so that's why the company's called Phoenix Hipwear. It's about rising again, being resilient, being strong. And so really, we just want people to keep thinking about that. How do I get back up? How do I rise again? How do I be strong, even if I fall, even if I have osteoporosis? So, yeah.
I love that. A couple things, though, because my community now is worldwide. It's not just in the United States.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, we have people from Australia. We have people really from all over, actually, at this point. So my question to you is this available? So it's available in the United States. It's available in New Zealand, Australia. Where else is it available?
So New Zealand, Australia, we do get some people in Canada ordering. So we obviously can ship from the US. There is obviously huge opportunities in a number of global locations. At this stage, probably the reality is I've got enough on my plate. So right now, look, we can ship anywhere in the world. There is no, so if anyone's listening, whatever you are, send me an email, let me know where you want it shipped to. We can ship. Obviously, we don't have locations all around the world at this point, but watch this space. I have big plans. So, at this stage, Australia, Canada, US and New Zealand, and can ship anywhere else.
Okay. So before we end, what would you say the biggest takeaways you want everybody to leave with? What would you,
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. I really want people to understand that falls and fractures are not an inevitable part of growing old. They are preventable. Both the fall can be prevented and the injury can be prevented, and you can live a strong and vibrant life without the devastating effects. You don't have to be one of the statistics. So that's a key thing. It's not inevitable. The second thing I would say is, think about all the things you can do. Like, don't just accept, I've now got a diagnosis. What are all the things you can do? Think of a toolbox. Put everything you can in the toolbox. And obviously, the third thing I want people to really think about is simple, lightweight, non-invasive, no side effects. Pop it in those times when you are just increasing your risk a little bit. And hip protection isn't the hip protection your grandma used to know. So, get out there, stay active, be protective, live a vibrant life, keep doing great things, just keep yourself protected. So, those would be my three focus.
Oh, great. I can't wait to try it myself. I am.
Yes, I'm swinging your way shortly.
As I said, I didn't think the other ones, they to me were very comfortable and absolutely no problem. So I can only imagine this one.
Oh, you're gonna love our new ones. Anyone who's tried them has been like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. I can't even feel them. So we're very excited, as you can tell.
I think you hit it with the pickleball. That really I would put that in the pickleball, right near the courts,
Yeah, and look, I can absolutely see the, go to the shop to buy your little pickleball skirt and your pickleball top and all your little gear. And it's like, okay, great, grab my hip protection and put it in and off you go. I just, there's no reason.
Well, thank you so much. And I so appreciate all the work you've done. And
well, thank you.
You keep at it. As I said, I've known you for a long time, and I'm so impressed with where you're at now. and, you know, how you continue to really meet people's needs and not just like, well, tough, this is what it is, that, you know, we're gonna see what we can do to make it even better and more accessible that people will use it. So can't wait to hear what people think about it. And I'll have all the links, how to get in touch with you. And
that'd be fantastic.
For people who want to try it and are willing to give you the feedback, that would be really terrific. So thanks so much. It's always good to see you. I know we always said if I come to New Zealand that I have to visit. I was there once. I haven't been back. Love it so much. But one of these days.
It's quite a flight. I always say I get to live in a beautiful part of the world, but the commute when I go up to work in the US is quite a commute. So you'll have to come visit again.
It is gorgeous though. Oh my gosh. It's one of the most beautiful places. Like, I just can't even believe people, you know, that you could live in such beauty.
I know. It is lovely. I'm very lucky down here.
Thanks so much, Natasha. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Margie. Take care. I appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Natasha as much as I did. And now a better understanding of how you can add hip protectors to your fracture prevention toolbox so that you can continue to live the active, vibrant, healthy lifestyle that you deserve. All the links Natasha talked about will be in the show notes. And in the show notes, I'll also have the link to the Happy Bones Club, which is my membership where we have so many different exercise programs to help you with balance and strength. So you can also add that to your fracture prevention toolbox. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode. Be sure to get your free gift that includes the best posture exercises and stress reduction techniques for better bone health that you can do right now by clicking the link in the show notes or YouTube descriptions. Also, if you know someone with low bone density or osteoporosis, then please do them a favor and share this link to the show with them. Until next time, continue to live your best life ever. See you soon.